August of 1973, and we're talking to Pete Pomucina, P-O-M-U-C-H-I-N-A, a Yugoslavian who's lived in the Dawson District since 1927. Mrs. Adriana Coyle is present during this conversation, and your interviewer is Mike Dalton of Fairbanks.
I met it once, I think Skaj Gilgun. He go this far, visited Yugoslavia, go there, that's Gilgun.
Oh?
Yeah, Gilgun. Yes, Gilgun.
Excuse me, I'm going to get my purse.
Yeah, Gilgun.
A big, heavy bag.
You got lots of stuff there, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, some Irish bomb there, go there, no?
What?
No, some Irish bomb.
Irish bomb?
Yeah, go.
No. I'm Irish.
Irish?
I'm Irish, but no Irish bomb, no.
Oh, God.
I have a camera in there.
You see, bad mistake, I ask you that. You see, Irish bomb because of you Irishman, they go. Yeah. No, I've been kidding, right? I read the story of the Irish, too, Gore, how fight for Israel, Gore. You know that minute Irish, that... boycott, you know what I mean, the boycott?
Boycott?
Yeah, what use is that word boycott? Why, Gore?
Why the use of the word boycott?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know that?
No.
Are you Irish too, Gore?
I'm you Irish see, and I don't know.
I see, I've been 8-year-old kid, I know that my home, Gore. You see that Englishman, Gore, that Lord, Gore, true Irish for the land. He gave me land for another man, Gore, you see. No certificate I am, I'll give good income, you see. When that Irish make a meeting, any man take a land on another man, see? Nobody speak to them. No give no serve at the store, no in a bar, no on a church, no give him any place, no come na funeral, no give him na funeral, no come any place on the people house, see?
Mm-hmm.
The first man he uses that he be named boycott, see, captain, you see? Using that a law like that, you see?
Oh.
Yeah, first man. For that color, he be named that for a boycott name, you see. Only that no right word, Gore, you see. That's supposed to be this honored man, Gore, you see. Yeah, Gore, you see. He been bad before now that Lord draw the people there, Gore, you know? Like all over, Gore, you know? All over the Lord, Gore, my God. You see, west part of Yugoslavia, he been celebrated this year, 400 years of praising farmer people. He been so poor. Lord take it from the land, half what get it produced, Lord. See? And what left the half, he must give it for priest, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And for another bunch of priests, some kind, I don't know, some kind of tribe, he give it 6%. See? Farmer left nothing. See?
Farmer left with nothing?
Nothing. He be farmer eat grain of straw, or eat straw, and understand. He be so poor, he be praising. And the Lord, he be crooked, you know. Iron whole boy booms, he give him lots of money, he give him drink, see, lots of. And that's for a win battle for Lord, Gore, you see. And captured farmer, Gore, he be hanging all over in a pear tree, Gore, in a plum, Gore, and a whole limbs strong enough, and mulberry, and walnuts, and chestnut, and other stuff. And the one pear tree, he be hanging 16 men, Gore, the Lord. He be Bishop Draskovich, he been a high court judge, Bishop, see?
Mm-hmm.
Hanged farmer. The same with the farmer escaped to German country, from the German country escaped to state, Georgia, Gore. Right to Georgia, Gore. He be stayed there together for the civil war. After the civil war, scattered in the states, Gore. Yeah, Gore.
Well, Pete, how do you spell your last name?
Well, I go out to just about to some candle there. Yeah, Gore. P-E-T-A-R-U-C-H-I-N-A, Gore. I go right to you right now, there, Gore.
We're going to have a candle.
Yeah, Gore. Just a candle there.
Peter, P-E-T-A-R?
Yeah. P-E-T-A-R-M-U-C-H-N-A, Gore.
Pom?
Pomucina, Gore.
Pomuchina.
Yeah.
P-O-M-U-C-H-I-N-A.
Peter Pomuchina.
Yeah.
Now, are you Yugoslavian?
Yugoslavian. Serbian. You know,
Serbian.
The Serbian fight all the time, Gorizin.
Serbians fight all the time?
All the time. Fight crooks and thieves, Gori. East and West, Gori.
And yeah. When did you come to Bonanza Creek?
I come 45 come here, 1945.
1945?
Yeah. I've been working on the dredges for 16 years, in the big dredges, number 2, 3, and 4. Girl.
And what company ran the dredges?
Yukon Gold Company.
Yukon Gold Company?
Yeah. Girl.
You worked for them for 16 years?
For 16 years, yeah. Girl.
Do you want to sit by the door?
No,
I mean, are you too warm?
No, it's okay, girl. I can't stand it more hot for this, girl.
It's, I thought if you're too warm...
No, it's okay, I can't stand it more hot for this, girl.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's pretty warm in here. But you've lived here on Bonanza Creek since 1945.
45, girl.
When did you come to Dawson, or the Dawson area?
1927, girl.
1927?
1927, 30 May, girl.
30th of May.
30 May, Casca boat, girl.
On the Casca.
Casca boat. Yeah. On the Casca. Where did you come from?
Yugoslavia.
Did you come from Yugoslavia to yeah. Dawson? Or did
no,
you
I come to Yugoslavia, come to Vancouver, 26. I be then a winter in Vancouver. And from Vancouver come here, girl. I've been working first on a farm in Saskatchewan, girl. From a Frenchman, a few months.
Saskatchewan,
yeah, girl. From there come to Vancouver, from Vancouver come to this country. In Vancouver there you can't find a good work any place, girl.
Yeah.
Just find a 15, 20 day month, just starving wages and other stuff, no good, girl.
Did you, when you came to Dawson area, did you speak any English?
No, Christ, just
no
few words.
No English?
No, just few words, girl. And I work for one sketchman, Macmillan, girl, he's been a real gentleman, see. And everything tell me, girl, is tell me by word and by motion, see?
Mm-hmm.
I don't make it anything wrong, see? Another fella, smoke pipe, is something grounding just like bear, girl, I don't know for standing nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. It'd be lots of hard work in the Depression time for 1932 war time, girl. It'd be lots of hard work, you know? It'd be lots of crooked buses and other stuff. Girl.
Do you remember who was... Were there still lots of miners on Bonanza or in this area when you
came? Oh, it'd be lots of miners all over. Bonanza, El Dorado, Gori, Quartz Creek, Dominion, Gori, Granville, Gori, and Sulphur, Gori, and Gold Run, Gori. All over it'd be miners, Gori. It'd be trapper all over before, Gori.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be lots of money come to this country before, Gori, because of it, Gori, trapper
yes.
and mining and stuff. Gori.
Did you come to Dawson by yourself, or did you have
just
a partner?
By yourself, Gori.
By yourself?
Yeah, Gori. Yeah,
I know some other Yugoslavians who came to Alaska.
Huh?
But some Yugoslavians live in Alaska.
I know that.
Have you visited?
No, I never been. Just I've been Juneau, 1950-51. I know one fella there. At, Mike Pušić.
Oh.
A Ronnie restaurant, Douglas. There,
exactly.
Do you know Mike?
Yeah. I've been all country, Gori. Bury him there. He go visit home, Gori, see? He died before come home. I know his wife, his daughter, Gori, and his few sons, Gori, run a restaurant in Douglas.
Yeah, that's very good, nice place to eat. So,
yeah, I be there in 1950-51. I be there quite a few times.
Legislature always had big parties.
Yeah, oh,
what was his last name?
Mike Pušić. Pušić.
Pušić.
Pušić. Pušić. I know his village all country, too, Gori.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me his son, Gori, see? He come... I think that his father come go all country to bring his wife with two kids, boy, son, and daughter. And I think Cordova, Alaska, he come out from the boat, and father die with heart trouble, right from the boat.
Is that right?
And left Mike and daughter. I know daughter. I see daughter one Prince Rupert before one time. He married a bunch of kids there too. Колем Бјелетић, мерит ван Југославијан идем. Мајке би врхна Рајрот горе и мерит грл горе фон де Писбург, Песеванија горе, сам Италијан грл. И дат грл горе мекет бен гуд север на дештапе. Опе рештран, де горе си, кипе горе, мекет гуд горе.
It's a good restaurant, still today. Very good restaurant. Yeah.
And he got, I know, 3-4 son, a few daughters go. A son married and buy a car for him, go for my son, buy a plane, go, married, buy a house, and buy a car, everything for son, go.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good money. A nice place, go, good tea too, go, you know, two, that time, 1950, 51, $2.5 give you, grab, you can't eat it, go. Yeah, go.
Are there some Yugoslavians who live in Dawson now?
Oh, I just said, you know, just one, I guess. Yeah, my two more. Black Mike called that restaurant this beach.
Black Mike.
That Montenegro, and that fell Costa Gore working for Gourmet now mining a hunker.
He
got a wife with three kids, two sons and Gregory. His wife, I work Nusta, the old man home there. Go.
What's Black Mike's last name?
The real Mike, Black Mike, is Vujadinović, his last his real name. Go, Mike Marko Vujadinović. Vujadinović.
Do you think he's really 103 years old?
Most be, go. I come this country, been gray hair, old, go. 46 years ago, I know, first year come here, Gori, you see. Must be pretty old, Gori, you see.
Well, you work for the Canada Gold...
Yeah, yeah, Yukon Gold Corporation, Gori.
Did you work in the dredge up there?
I worked in number two, I worked for 60 years in Klondike. You worked in Bonanza for a year and a half, something. The big dredge you've been up here.
Yeah.
I worked last time in a big dredge, 43, Gori, you see. I worked in Klondike, the number two dredge, number three, and number four for 16 years ago. So. Study worked in Bulgang, worked 10 hours, $4 a board, poor board.
What number is this one?
And we decking for 5.5 years, you know, 12 hours. Now my own time gone, now my own time come back. Yeah, go. Some privilege, that's a come there, promotion I do for which man oiler. Yeah, go. The last me give me oiler in the last 3.5 years oiler. After that, give me Wichman for 3-4 years.
Wichman.
Yeah.
What dredge is this one down here? Are up?
That number four dredge.
That
been dredger builder. All number four, Gori. It been just a miles and a half in a wide place there, and close to hill on the right side. It been a builder there. It been finished in 1941. It been digna. I dig that there in 1941. A fall, Gori.
And are the other dredges still
all dismantled, see. Dismantled number two dredge.
Dismantled?
All dismantled. Number two dredge, number three and four going. And that old dredge, number four, will be dismantled 11 miles from the ocean, the mouth of Hunker Creek called Aliton. And all they use it, that take all lumber and other stuff, can't use it, that old stuff, that board and other stuff. A timber down on the ground, no good anymore, going, see.
Mm-hmm.
That, and all of the big timber and other stuff, all have been using new timbers. And just machinery using, all machineries, everything using, all of the roads and other stuff, and all the gears, motors, pump, everything using, all the swinging winches, main driver, all they use, all machinery. All machinery be make it not Marion Stin Sobul Ohio, all the good machinery. After work, more than 30 years, in the places you can't see, be studying work, you know, that all the gears good like new.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, make a good stuff.
They maintained it very well.
Oh, yeah, it be make a good stuff, Gori, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go. Yeah, go. Build that some dredge, you know, 908, 910, 12, something. It be some dredge, build that down right in the mouth of Klondike, you see that tailing dig down below bridge. See?
Mm-hmm.
You go up, some dredge build that, but put in maybe 7 miles. From Dawson up, number two build a Gregory. See, I don't know, really number four, someplace down build a down Dawson two Gregory, number four Gregory, all number four. Yeah.
Well, when was the last time that dredge number four was in operation?
This one here, I think 59.
1959.
59. Yeah. Mm-hmm. finally froze the ground and other stuff, and veggies to buy, gold too cheap, everything cost too much, see, shut it down.
So they shut it down.
Shut it down, see.
That's what happened in Fairbanks. Yeah. Not the same time, was it, Mrs. Cole?
Yeah, girl.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think of some questions to ask him, please go ahead, because it would help me to.
Because
he knows the country well, and Mrs. Coyle came here, her father came here in 1897.
97,
And then he went back outside and came back with his family in 1900.
Oh, he came before. He came
back. What's been work here, girl?
We came in. When we came in 1900, we were up on 11 El Dorado.
11, girl.
Yes.
Not taking out there, all have been one American claim, Franklin, we work there on 10th, 5th claim, so they make a good money. Now some Frenchmen work there, go down, all have been work. No cabin left, and not taking out.
No. I was up there and got a few things that were laying around where they said it was 11. That was years ago, though.
Mm-hmm. You know that French goods in the right side you go up?
Yeah.
Well, one Yugoslavia, west part of Yugoslavia, Slovenian, if we make it there more than $1 million, he go to San Francisco, he build a hotel there, he don't know something, find some paper or something, he only find it, nice wife, go, you see, give him a kick, see, take all the property from him. Go. Mm. Another one, he sell it for another one, make it $500,000. That's what he sell it for $3,000, make it $50,000. He called a few other men, he make it a little bit here, a few $1,000 here and there, left a pillow, go, you see. He be rich ground there, go, you see. Tell me one old timer, Rabbis on the White House, he been called me a kid, go, 900 something. He told me now, I think the 16, Eldorado, he been somebody think he shoved him 10 feet, see. Right in the pestic, in the Eldorado, be narrow pestic, Eldorado, real rich, narrow one. Right in the pestic, willow grows in the dump, you see. I claim by willows, cut a grain in the willows content, we claim 10 or 15 years before gold stampede. It be 8 feet more gory, it be right in the pestic, 10 to 15 years before gold.
Is that right?
Yeah, all rabbis are men, the white. That's what I tell me. It be down in front street, it be all the hotels, the gambling house and other stuff. Only got $50 in his pocket, he started to play roulette, you see.
Roulette.
Yeah, he win $50,000. That's what I roll roulette, just truly ash color, his sweat pouring down him like water from the top, he said. And people telling, really young, quit. No, guy making good broccoli. A 30 round gore standing losing, he lose only $50,000, is $50. And go broke and quit. No before gore.
I guess there are lots of stories like that.
Oh, yeah. Gore. That Pantages, he built a moving picture in Seattle. He got Vancouver and Austin City, he got big Pantages moving picture there, big blocks of them.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been here, you know, some stage show people. I think between time he's been sweeping hotels and using sawdust before wet sawdust to make a douche.
Sawdust?
Yeah, no make a douche now. He's sweeping floor. Gore, yeah. A pan of sawdust, gore, he make it for a few years, $100,000. He go outside and buy a moving picture and get a millionaire. Gore, you see.
Mm-hmm. He became very wealthy man.
Yeah, Pantages.
Movies.
Yeah, movie. Some of them mixed up with some girl in the stage, so girl got to be robbed at him too. I know he saw Vancouver on a living restaurant, Pantages.
Do you remember, to get back to when you worked for Yukon Gold Company, do you remember the dredge master when you first went to work?
Well, first dredge master would be Macmillan.
Macmillan?
It would be Harry Jackman.
Harry Jackman?
Yeah, it'd be Van Juno, Alberta, some Alf Cross, gory, bloody enemy for all the people of this country.
I didn't understand you. Would you say that again?
Juno, gory, name, gory. It'd be bloody enemy for Canada, for people, gory. You know, in the wartime, he'd be bombed Britain, he's sick, some British. I've been in a wish room, that time in the wartime.
You
come in a wish room, they laugh like hell, gory. I got no beat the time citizen, I got no gun, gory, see.
Uh-huh.
Je gori. I laughing gori, I've been shooting to the dead at Dori Ratsi. Je gori. It's something bad for that West gori, Britain or French, I laugh gori, see.
Uh-huh.
I German wind gori, I feel oh. good gori, see. Stand gori. Je gori. E kom, je gori. Ratsa time, never had some more shotgun gori, see. You make a big hole to the hem gori, see.
But you didn't?
Never had gun gori.
You didn't talk, shoot him?
No gun to kill dredge with him. No, I never.
Who were some of the other dredge masters?
They've been Kilbride, Gory, Kilbride, McClellan.
Kilbride?
Yeah, Kilbride.
McClellan?
McClellan, he's been real gentleman, Gory. I work with them now. He'd be older than number four dredge before, Gory, get a promotion for dredge master. Gory. Yeah, that's all. I work three Gory dredge masters. Yeah,
three dredge masters?
Johnny Hogan. I quit down here. Oh, Johnny Hogan, he'd been dredge master. That's why Johnny Hogan has sighted now, Gory. Retired Gory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gory.
Where were the headquarters for Yukon Gold? Maybe
I think Vancouver Gory, be some headquarters, be some all country too, that be company headquarters too, Gory.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Vancouver too, Gory headquarters, understand, Gory. Maybe lots of buses, you know. Lots of men who work for a living, Gory.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gory.
How long have you lived in this cabin?
From 1950, Gory.
1950? Yeah. You built it?
No, I be all cabin, I raise him up, I put him maybe 20 log when I need to, I log it down a bar of that, see. And I raise him up, he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be raised again, log it get a rat, see.
Oh, the logs rot. Get rotten, oh, so yeah. You're going to put new logs in there?
Oh, well,
year?
I don't know, maybe died before, girl, you know.
Oh.
I'm 77 years old now, girl, pretty close.
When were you, what day were you born?
I was 17 September... 17 November 96.
17th.
You're younger than I am.
Youngest? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're younger than I am.
What town were you born in?
What?
What town in?
Town.
Serbia.
Well, you Bosnia Herzegovina. Call it Trebinje, Gori.
Write it on here.
Trebinje. I can't write it. Yeah. Trebinje, the town, Gori. See. Oh, but, Trebinje town the province Herzegovina, see, Trebinje town Herzegovina province.
In Serbia.
Yugoslavia. See?
Yugoslavia.
Yeah. And the war time that my own party, the Bosnia Herzegovina, that give me for Auschwitz, 78, it'd be the 3 year civil war. It'd be killed there 1/4 people there, 1%, 1/4.
25%.
25%. It'd be Catholic more than most people there.
In the civil war.
Civil War. Catholic more than see. German turning loose Catholic and Italian, see.
How about World War One? Were you in the service?
Yeah, I've been a Austrian army earlier. I've been was between two fires, see. I don't want to fight for Austria, see. Shoot me enemy, I don't care. It'd be about 15 years ago now here the one fellow from Vancouver, Englishman going. I've been the same mountain Italian side, help Italian, I've been Austrian side, Gori. Yeah, Gori, 1918, Gori.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gori. You see, I'm only been Slav na Italy, Italian, all that British, French, help they've been go like nothing. Slavia no matter fight for Austria, see.
I see.
Yeah, Gori. You see, been Russia, all the Serbian escaped from the Austria, been 150,000 volunteers there in Russia, see.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of come to Slonik, the fresh war, Gori, from the Britain, Australia, States, Canada, different places, South America, you know, fight Austria, Gori, so. Yeah, Gori.
Did you come from a big family, Pete?
Well, I got just two brothers and two sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this war all be robbed, Gori, so. All be robbed, everything be robbed, clothing and grab everything, in money, what have, everything, you know. Just left a bare like fingers, you know. At fascist rabbit, everything, you know. Everything crazy. Grain, tobacco, and...
They robbed you of everything.
Everything. I sent from here clothing and grabbing other stuff from morning and stuff.
Are there any of the, your brothers or sisters living?
Well, one sister's living, more than one brother's son living, sick all the time. He's been suffering a war time. One brother's son died 4 or 5 years ago. He'd be 55 years old. Mm-hmm. Be. Quite a few times, wanted in a war time, he suffered too much, you know. Yeah, girl.
Did you ever get married?
No, Jesus. Well,
I've been a bachelor,
see. I've been fast enough, long leg, you don't. Girl can't catch up with me, girls.
Oh.
Got him. Yeah.
You're a big man, Pete. Big How man. Tall are you?
Six, 2 inches before, girl.
Six feet, 2 inches.
Yeah, shrink a little bit, maybe half inch or something, you know, what I was born to.
You're shrinking with age.
I guess so, a little bit, girl. I've been married, I've been better more for the bachelor. Bachelor life are no good anyway. Wild life for my.
Well, if you'd gotten married, what would you do? Send home for a Yugoslavian?
No, all it, oh, I know give me them for. I've been lots of nice girls here too, but I know give me them for all the same, only no difference. You know.
Well,
I know believe in Russian or religious. All the people is people, see. Yeah, girl. People is people, see. You see, thousand different religion, thousand different God. It can't be that, girl, you see. All the mother nature they give you same, all they like it to live good another style, you know it? Yeah, good. See? All a bunch of crooks, city make a trouble between people, see? Yeah. Your different religion, this no good, this no good, good, you see? You see, good working people, any place go, good working people live like brothers. See? I come priest, they go, and crooks, other stuff, crooked businessmen make a trouble, see? All the priests talk of my religion, better than another one, my religion. All right, yeah. You just look at it. Men don't crime, he go to a priest, he confess to a priest, he pay to a priest pray for them, and God forgive him, God, you see. That priest collaborating with criminal, all right? Yeah, God. Collaborating with criminal, God, you see. Yeah, God. How priest he got power to get a connection with God, are supposed to pay to a priest, see?
Well, how do you know he has a connection with God?
How the priest know? But priest using the connection with God, God, you see?
Maybe he's just fooling you.
No, no, but fooling people, collaborating with criminals, see? The crime, you know, just
some
look.
Of them, I guess, are.
No, no, just look, at that, see? Men don't, son and men, he know what right, what wrong, you know, right? He don't crime, God, he go to get it easy for himself. He go to a priest and confess. He pay to a priest pray, gore, and God forgive him, gore, see? That priest collaborating with criminals.
You hope God forgives.
No, I only believe in God, gore, what I don't like it to do people for me, I don't for nobody, see? Mm-hmm. Be honest, it's it for everybody, see? Only believe in that God, see? All the mother nature give is seminable, no make a difference who. No make a difference language. See, any kind of people, see, good men got a good like brothers, see, bad men enemies. No make a difference to them. Yeah. I see, right, this country, see, some my countrymen, baddest criminal of all, biggest enemy for me. Girl. I see different kind of people, best of my brother, girl, see. Same thing, see. Yeah, girl.
Well, since you're a bachelor, you do your own cooking.
All the cooking, baking, and the stuff, bread.
You make bread?
Oh, make a good
you
bread.
You pretty good baker?
Good baker, girls. All the girls like it to come here to eat my bread, girls. Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
How about your sourdough hotcakes?
No, never use it sourdough. I use it that baking powder. For, no, not make it too much hotcakes either, girl. I like a good toast or something, make it that. All wheat or something that Red River children make it mush or something like that, a little bit. And crack it eggs and that, few eggs, sometimes yeah. Hungry. Last time it just toast the eggs, girl. Different eggs, cooking or fried, something like that. Girl. Yeah, girl.
Well, do you get your own meat or do you buy?
On the summertime, I go to town every week, 10 days, something, buy some meat, a little bit, like a canned meat. And I went to time buying meat from the Dawson Creek, you know, what, 150 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Beef and chicken and something like that were enough for the winter.
Is there much game in this country?
Oh, I got, well, I got less and less. People come all over to kill a deer, you know, mm-hmm. not too much left. You know.
So there's not much left?
Not too much. Few caribou, few moose, I get less every year, you know.
Well, what do you, in the summertime, do you raise your garden? Do you have a root cellar?
Oh, I got root cellar. I got still my potatoes in the morning today, 18 in there. 2 days ago, I gave me last 2 carrots for some people to take it for town, for some of my friend group.
From last summer?
From last summer. Is that right? Just as good hard like fresh.
Is that right? And your root cellar's down here underneath your cabin?
Keep in a cellar, girl.
Yeah.
Keep it carrots in the sand, go
in the sand.
You keep in the sand, put it a quarter, half inch sand down the bottom of the box, and carrots all scattered around, all the clean, good carrots, see?
Mm-hmm.
No roots, no leaf, and not touch another one, see? That touch even another one, that big one, eat, soak life of the little one, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. And cover them with sand, and about 3 rows, the shallow box, see? I cover them with sun, keep you for a year like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. And that Swedish turnips, that Laurentian, I keep it last year, this year no, I keep it with the turnips to 16 April last year. I got no sun to put it too much through, so to 16 April this year, keep it.
16th of April, you kept the turnips.
Yeah, girl. Keep it good, girl.
That's great.
Yeah, girl. I got still some potatoes there, the red potatoes. But the last year, Gory, still good, Gory, cold and stuff.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gory.
I noticed your potatoes got frosted.
All the frozen when we go something, 4 or 5 days ago or something, frost point, but it's been a covered can, they worry, it's been quarter inch ice, now worry, they already, Gory, it's the time.
Mm-hmm.
1946, 47 at the time, I've been with her in Vancouver. And been here. Nobody, no money being called. All the thermometer froze, Gory. It been lots of coyote. All the coyote died, Gory. No coyote left after that.
No.
And Alaska Highway, the Snake Airport there, Gory, close to Alaska border, it been there 84 below, Gory.
84
below? 84 below. Nobody, no money called here. All the thermometer froze, Gory.
Yeah.
Yeah. No coyote left after that, Gory. No, I never see any coyote after barking after that. It'd be lots of coyote.